If you really thought about it, I bet you could come up with a description of what your perfect relationship would feel like. The relationship that you consciously want would be unconditionally loving and supportive, intimate and fun, but no matter what you do, you cannot find that right person or that relationship that you keep seeking for. It is like you are cursed. You keep ending up with partners who make you feel unloved, unsupported, undervalued, unseen, stressed, and you will end up treating you less than you deserve. You keep asking yourself, why do I deserve this? Well, guess what? It has nothing to do with your deserving it. It has everything to do with your subconscious mind. We are creatures of habit. In this world, which feels, unfortunately, I'm going to say that, chaotic and unsafe to us, we feel as if we can guarantee stability, completion, and a sense of certainty by returning to what is familiar. We end up assigning specific spots to our kitchen, to our bedroom. We sleep on the same side of the bed. We wear the same style of clothing. We watch the same television shows. So, do I need to go on here or what? Here's the thing. When you are a child with no conscious idea of what love is and with a cerebral cortex that was not developed yet, you were interacting with the world purely through first perception. And the way you felt about something set up your expectations and then beliefs about that thing. Even if you had a violent, abusive, or lonely childhood, your home was still home. It is where you want to sleep at night. It is where you got your attention or lack thereof attention or treatment. Children are born loving their parents, and they are born assuming that their parents love them. The relationship with the family, it is the first definition or that test of love. It doesn't matter if we, in our adult perspective, look backwards and say that was not a loving household. A child does not know any different than this version if love that exist in their home. Because of this, they associate love with whom? The way that they felt in their home and in their relationship with their parents becomes their definition of love. This means if your home felt like chaos and confusion and loneliness, deception, you think that is what love is supposed to feel like. As we grow up, we become conscious of what is good and what is bad. We banish things we think are bad to the subconscious mind. We try to deny them. We try to avoid looking at them. And we try to forget them, deny them, and often succeed. This is why so many people do not remember their childhood. And the minute that we develop a conscious definition of what love is and how we want love to feel like, we create a rift between our subconscious definition of love and our conscious definition of love. Consciously, we know love should feel like loving and supportive and open and trusting. Subconsciously, we know love should feel like unloving, unsupportive, constricted, fearful, controlling, and etc. On a conscious level, we think we are going after the partners who make us feel that conscious definition of love. But our subconscious mind, the one that is in charge of our instant biochemical attraction to someone, which is much more primal and much more in charge of our emotions, only allows us to become attracted to someone who fits its definition of love. Your mind will link any associations you have with whom and with what love is supposed to feel like. And when you consciously decide you want love in your life, you subconsciously compels you towards partners who satisfy those associations you have with love. Your subconscious mind takes you back to your childhood home. So this is how it works. And I hope you got it. You got the idea. If love equals home and home equals abandonment, then love equals abandonment, which is unfortunately. Well, let's say, for example, to some degree, everyone's focus was on your father, and so you were ignored whenever you were not being yelled at. You felt lonely in your childhood home. You wanted to run away, but you didn't know how. When you grow up, even though you consciously want a partner who is there for with you and who is kind and gentle and who makes you feel complete inside, you keep ending up with partners who make you feel anxiety, lonely. Life with them is one crisis. It's like a curse after another. You are drawn to people who are at first seem cool and collected, but who turn out to have extremely hot tempers. They ignore you when they aren't yelling at you. And to some degree, you feel, let's say, lonely. You want to end up the relationship, but you don't know how. The thing is, despite your suspicions, it is not that all men and women are this way. You meet plenty of women and men who are loving and who could make a great partner, supportive partners, or let's say if ever get angry. But when you meet them, you don't feel that spark. Your subconscious mind says, oh, this is not love, what feels like. So I don't think it is love. Whenever it is boring, wherever. Whereas when you meet someone and your subconscious mind senses that they are an unstable person with hot temper, a lonely person who is emotionally distant, it says, this must be love. Your subconscious mind, compelled by instinct, takes you right back to your childhood home in the same way that without your conscious notice, it compels you to sleep on the same side of bed at night. And 3 months later, you are kicking yourself, asking, why me? So we are going to do an exercise. Take out a piece of paper and think back to how you felt in your childhood home. Write down what it felt like to be at home, what it feel like to be around your parents growing up. For many of us, home was a mix of good feelings and bad feelings, for everyone, of course, including me. But it is the painful associations that we have with home that causes the problems in our love life or relationships. For this reason, when you write this list, I want you to make sure to write down all the negative things and the negative feelings that you can remember about being in your childhood home and in your relationship with your parents, siblings, or any primary caregivers up until you left home. When you have completed the list or this list, cross out the word love and in its place, write love. You are looking at your subconscious definition of love. So do your relationship make more sense now or not? They ignore you when they are not yelling at you, and to some degree, you feel lonely. You want to end up the relationship, but you don't know how. The thing is, despite your suspicions, it is not all women and men are this way. And after 3 months later, you are kicking yourself asking, why me? So we are going to do an exercise. Take out a piece of paper and think back to how you felt in your childhood home. Write down what it felt like to be at home and what it felt like to be around your parents growing up. For many of us, home was a mix of good feelings and bad feelings, but it is painful associations that we have with home that causes the problem or the problems in our relationships. For this reason, when you write this list, I want you to make sure to write down all the negative things and negative feelings you can remember about being in your childhood home and in your relationship with your parents, siblings, or primary caregivers up until you felt or you left home. For this reason, when you write down this list, I want you to make sure to write down all the negative things and negative feelings you can remember about being in your childhood home and in your relationship with your parents, siblings, or primary caregivers up until you left home. When you have completed this list, cross out the word love and its place, write it love. You are looking at your subconscious definition of love. Do your relationship make more sense now? So obviously, beloveds, as we saw in this previous exercise, what our conscious minds say we want and what our subconscious minds say we want are two different things. So take out another sheet of paper and write down the names of any romantic partners that you were emotionally attached to, including the relationship you are in now. They should be your significant relationships, including with your mom, siblings, the ones where you felt that you were really in love with, or at least seriously attached to them in some way. Now, next to each person's name, write down all of his or her negative qualities. What did you dislike about them? Or how you felt around them? For example, John, jobless, dishonest, controlling, drama king, manipulative, moody, used me for money, made me feel like I was worthless, impractical, flirted with my sister or any one of his friends, could not communicate, made me feel completely alone. Or Mary, emotionally unstable, crazy, whiny, insecure, drama king or queen, sorry, victim, made me the bad guy, negative, critical, close-minded. Once you have finished, go over your list and circle any qualities that repeat themselves and replace them with the word love. And you got it now. That's your definition of love. When you are done, compare the findings of this exercise, home exercise, with your reality to gain more awareness of your subconscious definition of love. What you will find is that the same negative qualities you feel in a mate perfectly mirror the way you felt in your childhood home. Becoming aware of our subconscious emotional drives is the first step towards becoming vigilant about the partners that we want to choose. And it clears up the confusion we will feel in our current relationships. By allowing us to see our relationship dynamic for what is really are or is, and to discover our needs. The more awareness we have about something, the easier it is to make changes according to that expanded awareness. Our relationships will improve if we can become aware and aware enough to make our relationship problems and the discussions that come from those problems about what they are really about. Have a great week, my beloved. Bye.